You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor's in. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess pharmaceutical companies are not allowed to pay doctors anymore for quote-unquote prescribing drugs. Okay, that's a bunch of bullcrap. I have never gotten paid for prescribing a drug. Okay, I've never gotten paid. Yes, we used to get pens. Getting the pens was kind of nice. Okay, you know, to have the name of the company, you get pens. You know how doctors are always looking for a pen because we do so much writing. Okay, I used to be a spokesperson for a drug, and I would be paid to speak about and teach. I was paid to give a lecture, never paid to prescribe anything. That hasn't happened in years. Paid to speak hasn't happened in years, but I've never been paid to prescribe. And if doctors were paid to prescribe, why wasn't I in on the action? Really? We were getting paid money to... You see, I look at it as we get paid to prescribe because patients come in, they want their Z-Pak, they want their medicine, and so whatever, you know, pennies the insurance company gives us, that's what we live on. We are technically paid to prescribe, but we weren't paid to prescribe from insurance companies, but they're not allowed to do that. They can't say, look, we will give you X amount of dollars if you write the Z-Pak or the antibiotic, etc. They can't do that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a woman, this is kind of very interesting, a woman had an emergency C-section, okay? They thought she was a 41-week pregnant woman, but she was never pregnant at all. So an emergency C-section on a non-pregnant woman, we'll talk about that. Then 1% of women believe that they had a virgin birth. They claim they didn't have sex, but they gave birth to a boy around Christmas time. Okay, I thought there was only one Jesus. I didn't think we were, you know, there's, you know, more. But, I mean, is that happening? Right? 1% of women claim they were virgins when they got pregnant. All right? I think that's fascinating. I mean, you know, who knows? I'm going to reread the Bible. I don't know if there's supposed to be two. I don't know. All right? And then alcohol, you know, consumption can actually increase immunity. So now they're saying alcohol prevents you from getting sick. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Headlines have been circulating the whole budget deal that's going on right now in Congress and all the government wasteful spending. Okay, from what we're understanding, according to one report from the Fiscal Times, $30 billion was wasted this year. I guess there was a surveillance blimp for $300 million that was, I guess, a waste. There's a lot of examples here. I'll read you some of them. Apparently, there was a grant awarded to Yale University, $400,000, to study the oddity of the duck penis. Really? We're studying duck penises? Right? Yet we're cutting military funding? Right? We're cutting money and pensions to our federal workers, military. What's going on here? I don't get it. And it kind of ticks us off, all right? Because a lot of us have not noticed that the recession improved. So many of us right now, we're coming to the end of the year, and we're looking at how over budget we were, because obviously with inflation, things went up. And here we are, right, looking at our new year, looking at our budget. Yet the government doesn't do the same. Now, U.S. Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, has released his annual oversight report called Waste Book 2013. And I guess it showed that we had some wasteful spending of over $30 billion. All right. Apparently, there was a project called Popular Romance Project. This has been reported by Coburn.Senate.gov, where this Popular Romance Project received $1 million from the National Endowment of the Humanities since 2010 to explore the quote-unquote fascinating, often contradictory origins and influences of popular romance as told in novel films, comics, songs, Really? And then they research back to the ancient Greeks. Why are we spending $914,000 on that? Okay, of course, the Obamacare website, $379 million for that. That was ridiculous. Apparently the Fort Hood shooter, right, Major Nadal Hassan, okay, he received over $278,000 in military benefits because I guess the military code of justice doesn't allow a soldier to be suspended until they're found guilty. Now, I get that. I mean, I get that, but why the delay in the hearing? I mean, that happened, what, how many years ago? Apparently, he received $52,900 in 2013. All right? $3 million for NASA to be exploring alien planets. Some of us think that that's good for national security and global security. Hurricane Sandy emergency ads. The ads. This money didn't go to Sandy victims. It went to the ads, TV ads. $65 million on ads. Not even, now some people could say, well, wait a second, don't the ads help raise money? Well, I don't know. I mean, do we know how much money? All right, see, I thought we were supposed to be sending the millions of dollars to the people, whatever money the government was getting was supposed to be going to the people who needed it. All right, we didn't know that it was going to TV ads. Okay, helping make the government look quote-unquote better. Apparently, there's a grant from the NSF that went to a company in North Carolina to develop a math learning game based on the zombie apocalypse. That was $150,000. Is this just making you mad? I guess there was supposed to be a green ninja. It's a costume that teaches children about global warming. $390,000. I'm not going to go on. There's tons of stuff, but I'm kind of sick of it. We all have to budget. We all are freaking out about where money's going. Apparently, there's, I guess, a group of illegal immigrants. We need to talk about that. That's suing their state because they weren't granted in-state tuition. I mean, do we have any control over money? I don't understand that. I mean, I think what's happening is we think that the money just keeps coming because there's some open faucet. And nobody's budgeting, or they're budgeting for stupid bullcrap. Anyway, I'm pretty ticked off this morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. Please remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and, of course, on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We got Carrie calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, Carrie, honey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
I was just calling because I have a business that I've had for almost 4 years, and basically I really need to get things moving. It's sort of stuck in a non-profitable state, and I'm looking for financing, and I kind of have to basically make a decision by the end of the month as to whether or not to keep it open.
All right. Well, my first suggestion, and remember, I'm a doctor, I'm not a financial expert, is don't let the government get involved, right? Because obviously your budget's going to be completely blown on bull crap. What kind of business do you have? Oh, is she gone? Yeah, she probably realized, yeah, this is the wrong show. Yeah, you see, I could give you guys advice on hemorrhoids and all sorts of other stuff. I know. Yeah, see, okay, call me for the hemorrhoid issues. Oh, boy, poor thing. All right, now I hope she gets her business off the ground. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love talking about money. And this is kind of concerning. We have 7 illegal immigrants right now, and I know we're not supposed to call them illegal anymore. Apparently, the idea of there being an illegal immigrant or legal immigrant has completely changed in this administration. So such that now you're either a documented or undocumented, which I think confuses a lot of people who are trying to go down the immigration path. I don't even know if the immigration path is going to exist anymore, because we have a means now of allowing people that did come into this country illegally to not get deported and to be able to be absorbed into our phenomenal country. And so, hold on one second. Okay. And so apparently we have, I guess, seven immigrants who were brought here as children and illegally, and they are suing for in-state Virginia college tuition rates. Now, I didn't know that if you were an illegal immigrant that you could actually sue within the United States. See, I'm kind of confused by this whole thing, and educate me. See, I thought if you were here illegally, you want to lay low, right? Because somebody could deport you. But I understand that now that we don't deport anymore, from what I understand, we're not deporting. I guess some people are getting deported. I don't know how they're picking. I don't know how the government is choosing who gets deported and who doesn't. But apparently with the idea of the DREAM Act, et cetera, there's a new, I guess, initiative out of the Obama administration that if you were brought to this country, there's a reprieve that you could win and be awarded, all right? And then you could stay in this country and you could use a lot of our country's resources, all right? I don't know if they're filing tax returns. I don't know how that works, but they are able to benefit from our country. Some people think that's awesome, right? It's a great way to invite people to our country. Other people are like, well, wait a second, then what do we do with the people that are trying to go through the immigration path? Well, apparently there's a 19-year-old who cannot afford the out-of-state tuition of $29,000 a year that Virginia charges people because of her immigration status. Again, we aren't saying illegal, even though she was brought here illegally. So she and six other students have filed a lawsuit in Arlington County Circuit Court arguing that they should be able to pay the same lower rates as other longtime Virginia residents. Now, I guess Maryland has become one of at least 17 states to allow illegal immigrant children to, I guess, have in-state tuition, which kind of makes me wonder, should we just do away with in-state, out-of-state? I mean, I could understand how a lawyer could argue this, okay? But, you know, if we're not even dealing with the subject of illegal immigrants and they're in the state, do they technically qualify for in-state tuition because they were living in-state? So if they were living in-state, then it has nothing to do with their illegal status, and they should pay what a regular in-state, you see where the argument is? And of course, there's lawyers for everything out there. There's a lawyer that'll probably make the case and probably win this. So, I mean, my suggestion, of course, because, you know, even though I'm a doctor, I love to talk about economy. I'm a business owner, right? I'm also a mom. I'm a wife. Okay, I budget for the family. I have kids that are later going to go to college. I understand that the college market in our economy is also extremely important, and that also can have consequences on our local economy. All right, I mean, we understood that what happened to UNLV when the economy started to plummet, and how UNLV lost programs. So it's very important for any of us that are a part of our community. We worry about what happens to the college system, etc. So I guess my suggestion is, if illegal immigrants and children of illegals are going to be able to sue our government, maybe we need to just do away with the whole illegal status, because it just makes no sense. Okay? And then maybe we need to save money on all the money we're pumping into our Department of Homeland Security, because if they're not doing their job anyway and everybody's on a reprieve and everybody gets to, you know, stay here anyway, whether they come in illegally or not, where's all the money going? And then when it comes to tuition, let's just do away with in-state versus out-of-state. It makes no sense to me that somebody who is a legal U.S. citizen in Colorado has to spend more money on tuition in Virginia than an illegal immigrant. If illegal immigrants and children of illegal immigrants are allowed to sue, right? Well, no, if a child is born in the United States, they're legal. But if they were brought illegally here, and they were born in another country, they're supposed to be going through some sort of process until this administration. Now you don't have to, from what I understand. So just do away with this whole in-state, out-of-state, because what's going to happen is many U.S. citizens in other states are going to say, well, to hell with this. Why am I paying more? It doesn't make sense. You know, things seem, you know, a lot of you have been concerned, and many questions I get, in addition to, you know, medical questions, I get a lot of the hemorrhoid questions. People love to ask about hemorrhoids and groin rashes, but a lot of you are asking about where this country is going. Are we going socialized? You know, are we going to be broke? What's happening to Medicare? What's happening to Social Security? What's happening to our health care? You know, most of my emails and questions and social media questions are, what's going on to our country? What's happening to our country? All right. Well, we're still a rich country compared to others, but that's not going to be for long. Until we get a hold of our spending, until we know how to make our people healthy, until we figure out how to keep people from having to by default go to the emergency room, right, when their blood sugars are up to 400, until we can figure that out, we are going to be a society that is extremely dependent on the government. I can't tell you how many people who never needed government dimes are now hoping they qualify for subsidies for health care. We are turning into a very dependent country. And unless we vote to manage things differently, okay, unless we vote to manage things differently, we're going to still have these problems. We got Carrie back on the line. Hey, Carrie, sweetie, how you doing?
Sorry about that.
No, no problem. So you go ahead. Uh-huh. Mind you, Carrie, I am a doctor, but I love talking about business. Can I ask what kind of business you're starting?
I've had it started. It's a bridal.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So it's a bridal retail business that's going on 4 years, and this last year has been challenging because I moved my location because I had to reduce expenses and overhead, and it's just been, I feel like I've gone through the war and back. Now I'm trying to get some peace in my life.
I hear you. I mean, running a business, I run a business, and it is so draining. I mean, you know, with employees and budget and inventory, it's frustrating. But in terms of marketing, I mean, most businesses are successful with the way they market. And you need to market in places where other people aren't marketing. Like, for example, your church. Or if you belong to a certain denomination or religion, market to places that you wouldn't think to market. All right? Get involved in charities. A lot of times getting involved in charities, number one, makes you feel good, but number two, it's also great promotion. I would suggest that. Maybe, you know, help somebody who's underserved with their wedding. Get some news media on that, how you are helping out somebody doing that. Then people think you're cool and maybe they'll help and want to help your company. Think of ways where other bridal companies don't market. Make sure you're on social media, et cetera. And I might as well give you a plug. What's the name of your company?
Carrie Ann's Bridal.
Carrie Ann? Like A-N-A?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Where have you been marketing thus far?
Basically, we've just been doing, like, the social media. I have my own Carrie Ann's Bridal magazine online where we try to, you know, give some information to customers as far as local venues and, you know, trends, like what to look for, and some advice. And then we have we're very all over Facebook. We post on a daily basis. We have the Twitter, Tumblr. So we've pretty much just been like marketing social media, and I really haven't.
Yeah. Carrie, it looks like we're coming back on break. I'm going to let you go. But the other thing, too, is you may also want to go around the angle of the, like, the young single women. Start getting that name out. Try to market places that you wouldn't think other companies have hit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the break, this is awesome. Ralph is a realtor in Las Vegas and wants to know how to get his name out there. This is great. You know what? I love talking money. I think that's great. Listen, I know, you know, you want to hear an expert, okay? I mean, I have been able to run a successful business. I mean, I do know a lot about marketing. I, in fact, was working in a marketing department as I was going to school. So I don't mind talking about this. Ralph's a realtor in Vegas. Carrie running a bridal company. Let me give you another piece of advice, guys. One thing let me step back. A lot of you think I do radio to market my business. I don't. All right, I can't think of how many people go, Dr. Dahlia, you're brilliant. You're on the radio teaching, so you're marketing your business. No, I never tell you to come to me. Okay, my show is national. It makes no sense for me to tell somebody in Pennsylvania to come all the way out here to see me. No, you go to your regular doctor and you get things done. Yeah, I'd love to see you. That's fine. But I never market myself. All right, but learn something from what I do. Okay, I teach. Right. A lot of business people, whether you're in real estate, whether you are in, shall we say, the bridal business, okay, then maybe do something like that. Become a teacher somehow. So there's a realtor that I believe some of you may know who this is. My husband, I guess he has these YouTube videos, and he has a YouTube following where he gives real estate advice. So Carrie, if Carrie's still listening from, I believe she's from Pennsylvania, maybe what you do is you give bridal advice. Maybe you write a book. You know, it's not that expensive to make a book these days. I know, I still have to finish my book. I'm just so busy I can't. Look, I'm trying to make a TV show here. It's hard to also get the book done. But what if you become an expert on real estate? You become an expert. And I mean, make sure you know something about the business before you do this. All right. But giving bridal advice, maybe give advice. Now, we're not talking to Ralph. We're talking to Carrie here. What about giving relationship advice? Okay, you become an expert on relationship advice, that could also help your business. Because again, it's coming from the business, and who knows, maybe that'll lead to a different career. You know, I went on air, and I'm going to be hitting my 5-year anniversary January 9th. And I went on air to help people. I did not go on air to become a celebrity. All right, I had to pay for my airtime. And it was expensive, but I did it as a community service. I'm like, look, I'm going to answer people's medical questions. I'll kind of get a little bit of the show business bug out of my system because I love to make jokes and I like to sing. So I could screw around on air, you know, make fun of some things that the government does, have some fun with it. And, you know, I'll enjoy an hour on Saturday, etc. And it costs a lot of money for me to do what I did, but I looked at it as community service. I do a lot of charity work where I live, and I figured this would be awesome. This would be a fun way to do some charity work and to give back to my community. And it went a whole different direction. So here's Carrie. Carrie could possibly be giving advice, writing books, doing lectures on premarital counseling or mistakes brides make, wedding mistakes, what not to do during a wedding. Okay, or when planning a wedding. You know, there's a whole different, and who knows, maybe you could get on Rachel Ray and do an interview or whatever. But you see, there's different avenues you could do, but you gotta think like a marketer. You gotta kind of go where nobody else has gone and somebody goes, wait a second, that's pretty cool. Okay, most doctors like me would never go on air. Going on air is so damn risky. Can you imagine my telling you to like blow off, I don't know, the bleeding hemorrhoids accidentally, not realizing I did that because I'm tired, and then here you have rectal cancer. There's a lot of risk with what I do. Okay, but that's also why a lot of doctors don't do it. Okay? A lot of lawyers can't give legal advice on air globally or nationally because you're not allowed to give legal advice over state lines. You can give medical advice over state lines, but you can't do that legally. But a lot of lawyers will then do local shows. Realtors, there's a lot of things you could do to market yourself, but you can't just go, I'm a realtor, come to me. Everybody does that. So maybe some of your realtors maybe need to do some volunteer work somewhere. Maybe you need to join some of these, there's a lot of these groups where there's like a doctor, there's a dentist, there's a lawyer, and everybody connects, and then hopefully they give business to each other. You could do a teaching video. You could maybe offer to teach at the real estate school. There's a variety of things you could do, but you need to be out there. You need to figure out where to market. Your marketing dollars have to be done smartly. And then, like I say, charity work. Charity work should not be done solely for promotion. You're supposed to be doing charity work for what you want to do. But keep in mind, if you are coming up with a phenomenal idea for a charity, and it doesn't even have to be related to what you're doing, but like, for example, Carrie could help an underserved person plan for their wedding. Okay? And then do some sort of get something in the newspaper, get something in on the local news, okay? And benefits certain people, or you just come up with a party or something, or some sort of a gala or some sort of an event or whatever that helps the charity, and it's being sponsored by so and so. You know, there's a lot of smart things to do. I would rather you spend money on a charity than spend money on marketing. And you get a lot of free promotion when you work on a charity. And I think that's extremely important. Don't do charities, like I said, for promotion. Do it because you really want to. But why not, rather than you personally get the credit, your business gets the credit. Okay? If your staff is doing the work, give the staff the credit. So, you know, things like that could be done. I know this is kind of a tough time. Many of you guys are kind of sprouting new branches and you're testing the water. There's doctors out there owning, I don't know, stereo businesses. There's dentists out there doing in-home eBay-style internet businesses. I mean, everybody is kind of in a career change. Not everybody, but a lot of you are kind of going through a career change. Be smart about it. Take the road less traveled. Now, again, I mean, I don't want you, you know, marketing to, I don't know, fraternities if you are trying to market hearing aids. But you know, just I don't know. I'll revisit this another time, but there's just things you could do. Now, here's a good example. There's a smart bra that apparently will measure your mood and let you know if you're overeating. Okay, this was developed by scientists at the University of Southampton. Apparently, it's a bra that has sensors that'll measure your mood, and it will warn you if you are reaching for food. And it's supposed to not only enhance your breasts and boost your breasts, but it's called a smart bra to hopefully stop you from overeating. Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, who would think that dieting should now be concentrated on a bra? Well, why not? Professor Shrapnel says emotional states, habitual practices like snacking in front of the TV or grabbing a cookie happens when we're stressed and goes undetected. So I have something else with the radar. Now, a lot of people think, a lot of men think breasts are radar. Many men think that our breasts are antennas, okay? But they're obviously not on top of our head. No, okay? There is no antenna activity to our breasts, okay? Sorry. Yes, some of our nipples may point upward, but that has no bearing on the satellite or NASA or whatever. But I gotta tell you, it's interesting. Now, okay, I'm not sure how it tells you. I mean, if it's like a little electrical impulse, I'm gonna decline. But why not have something that goes, no more eating? Why not? I mean, you have apps on your phone that are doing that. I think that's brilliant. Way to go. This brings up a good point. A lot of us, when we eat, we don't realize we're doing it. I do that. When I stress eat, I will eat like a whole bag of something, and I won't realize I had eaten it. You know, a lot of the calories that we eat are because we don't realize we're eating them. Like, we'll have, like, a Capri Sun. You know, my kids have Capri Sun in the fridge. And I know the sugary drinks are supposed to be, what, 10% fruit juice. That's it. Okay? And I'm not speaking bad about it. You know, Capri Sun, they're very easy to have. It's nice to have them when kids come over. Everybody has their little juicy juice drink. Everybody's happy, et cetera. But you could down one of those in 5 seconds and not even realize that you took in the calories. So it's an awareness. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how some of the best ways to watch your weight is this micromanaging planning. That's how people are losing weight. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Guys, how you doing over there? Woo. I decided to sit more ladylike. I'm actually crossing my legs. See, I wear pants all the time, and it's not because I'm anti-skirt. I think skirts are great. I think I look kind of good in skirts. I think my legs, you know, because I work out a lot, they're kind of muscular, and I really don't have the dainty, sexy model legs. But I wear pants a lot, and I didn't realize that when I sit, I mean, I just, my posture's bad, and I just kind of, I don't mean to hunch over, just, you know, my legs are just kind of open, and, you know, my feet are out, and I'm tapping my feet. Yesterday, I was on Channel News 3 local with Gerald Romalho talking about the whole antimicrobial soap thing and the triclosan issue, which I explained, you know, horribly to you guys on radio, but I had to really work on my posture. The problem is I was watching myself on TV, and I actually almost had my back to him because I was so worried about the way my posture was with my back up and my breasts upright. You see, I always look hunched over on TV because my breasts are so heavy that the bra just pulls everything down. And so I have to feel like I have to arch my back a lot. And so I kind of sat there. To me, I think it looked absolutely ridiculous, but everybody said it looked okay. I mean, you know, so what I'm working on now is while I do my radio show, I am trying to sit with my legs crossed. I'm trying to act more ladylike, okay? I'm not trying to look sexy. I'm just trying to act more ladylike, right? Back straight, breasts forward, you know, that kind of thing. So if I sound short of breath because this is really kind of difficult to do, I apologize. Okay, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. We have a Dr. Dahlia Show page. Okay, so they say here the key to slimming is you really need to micromanage. You got to maybe bring fruit to work. You got to cut up your little carrots and celery. You have to have healthy shopping lists, etc. Remember I told you guys to maybe put some post-it notes up reminding you to suck in your stomach, reminding you to clench or kegel or to tap your legs and to do exercises, etc. All right, what do you guys kind of see what the general theme is? You know, it's different crap, you know, same crap, different day sort of thing when it comes to dieting. Let's really drive that message home. Okay, because a lot of us are freaking out about how we're eating over the holidays, and me too. I just had 5 yogurt-covered mini pretzels. I never eat that crap, but because it came in a basket and I ate it and it was yummy, and now I'm craving more. I don't usually eat that kind of stuff, so I know my calorie intake is growing. And so a lot of you guys are going to be freaking out. You hate January. January is one of the biggest months for depression because all the Christmas lights are taken down, the festivities are down, with the exception of Martin Luther King weekend, not a lot to look forward to in the month of January. You got to start getting your taxes ready, and it's just kind of a depressing month for people with seasonal affective disorder, etc. But what's really depressing is you got to hit the gym and you got to exercise. Well, the key to any of these diets, if you've seen, is the micromanaging you have to do, right? I remember Weight Watchers in the 80s. You had to bring one of those scales and weigh out your meat, weigh out your fish. And the people who liked to do that, it worked. For those of us that didn't, we didn't do it. Then Weight Watchers came out with the point system. A lot of us are, you know, like to kind of micromanage the points. It's a little easier to do. Some people dig it. Some people don't. Okay? My husband's been on a diet where every 2 hours he has to eat something. Again, it's still some sort of managing. But they say for those of you that write everything down, plan everything out, you're more successful. And it may not even be a calorie for calorie type of issue, but the fact that you're putting some thought into it, like, you know how we talked about most people, you know, will consume calories, they don't realize it, so they need to wear a bra now that reminds them. Okay, I think that's kind of ridiculous. We shouldn't need our underwear reminding us. This should be innate, okay? All right, we should be able to look at a commercial and not want to go and eat. We should be able to have self-control. We should be able to have some sort of a mental calculator on what we've put into our body in terms of calories. Now, things got worse over the last year or two when we realized that not all calories are equal. A 200-calorie salad does not equal a 200-calorie soda. And we found out that those who ate the salad lost weight. Those who drank the soda for lunch gained weight. So, you know, counting calories, I don't think is the way to do it, but doing some sort of planning for your weight, may work. Same thing with workouts. Did you guys see the back and forth that happened this year on what kind of a workout you need to do? Do you need to do an hour-long workout all the way from doing just 10 minutes? There were studies saying all you have to do is get off your butt for 10 minutes a day and do a heavy workout and then be done. Of course, I worry about the short sprints if you haven't had your heart checked, of course, because I don't want you getting a heart attack. But why the dichotomy? Well, maybe the difference is actually a very interesting similarity. It's making sure throughout the day on your checklist you've done some exercise. All right? And maybe that's what we need to do. Remember I told you guys earlier in the year, I want you to take a few meals out of the week and make them vegetarian meals. I know, but come on. Okay, come on. Just a few meals. Okay, so you're going to do that. That's going to allow some thinking. Okay? I also want you to come up with 10 minutes of exercise a day if you don't exercise. For those of you that exercise, great, keep it up. And it doesn't even have to be heavy exercise. I'm not going to tell you to do heavy exercise, just some sort of exercise. Okay? For 10 minutes a day, whether it's arm circles, whether it's hula hooping, whether it's dancing to the Rockin' Pneumonia, the Boogie Woogie Flu, I don't care. Okay? Jiggle it, shake it, suck in your stomach. Okay, for 10-second intervals and do that. Take a breath and do that for 10 minutes. And I want you guys to make a checklist. Let's just try that. Rather than telling you guys to go on a diet, or rather than telling you guys to cut back on calories, why don't we just try coming up with some sort of a plan? And on this checklist, you have to have a couple things. Okay? On that checklist, right, one is drink less soda. Okay? I'm not saying no soda because, again, I don't want you guys to go into shock. But drink less soda. You cannot go to bed unless that has been checked off that day. Okay? Number two, a 10-minute exercise, whether it's walking, whether it's going up and down the stairs, whether it's sex. For those of you who can make sex last a whole 10 minutes, good for you and send me some advice. But, okay, I don't care. 10 minutes. Okay, number three, let's step it up and have one vegetarian or vegan meal that day. Okay, quit the laughing. You could do it. You could do it. Okay, one vegan or vegetarian meal that day. Okay, and then let's add one more thing to your list. Okay, because we really want to drop the weight. Okay, swap one sugary snack for carrot sticks or celery. Okay? Can you guys try that? That's it. Just four things on your checklist. And start that now. Don't wait till after the holidays. And see if you lose a little bit of weight. And then we'll add some more things to our checklist. Okay? And you know, what if just a little bit of micromanagement during your day? Now, you guys poop, right? You guys brush your teeth. You pick up the kids from school. You make fun of your boss. Right? You call your sister or brother or mother. There's other things on your checklist. I know some of you guys are like, no more on your checklist. But imagine if you guys have something like that on your checklist. Okay? Now, what about some healthy foods? Okay? On your shopping list. I know a lot of us go, you know what? I'll wing it. Whatever looks good. No. You go to the store with a shopping list. Okay, now this is an advanced class. The first class, well, that was just the easy little baby checklist, the wussy checklist. Okay, next, according to the British Journal of Health Psychology, all right, you know, they came up with some other sort of planning types issues, okay, where like maybe have a menu, take fruit to the workplace, come up with certain strategies, okay, but the planning is good. Now, you see, what I look at, okay, at the planning is it almost, if you get everything you've done planned, then you have freebie time. Freebie time is fun. And that's how you reward yourself. But don't reward yourself with a chocolate cupcake. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.